Chapter 11. Meeting JP. Ella. Henry was crazy, but maybe he was right. Maybe Mr. Parker was my daddy. I thought about it on the way home. Mr. Parker did not treat us like most white people treated black people. He always helped my grandparents if they needed him. He gave Henry, Myrna, and me free ice cream. He was always nice to us. My real daddy was black, but he had light skin, like me, I always thought. But I understood everything now. Mama was black, and Mr. Parker was white. If Mr. Parker's my daddy, I thought, it explains why my skin is light. I'm not completely black. I'm half white. It upset me when the kids at school called me a zebra. But maybe they were right. I needed to see Mr. Parker again. If I see his face, I thought, I'll know if he's my daddy or not. When we got home, I turned round and ran back to the store. Henry and Myrna shouted after me, but I did not stop. When I got to the store, Mr. Parker looked at me and smiled. "Ella," he said, "what are you doing back here?" I did not say anything. I was too scared. My heart was moving fast and painfully in my chest. I was not sure what I wanted anymore. "Did you forget something?" Mr. Parker asked me. "Is everything all right?" "Mr. Parker," I said slowly, "are you..." I stopped. I could not say anything. Mr. Parker waited for me to say something else, but I did not. I was too scared. He smiled at me again and opened his mouth to speak. I turned round and ran away as fast as I could. When I got home, I needed to talk to Granny and Poppy. "Mr. Parker is my daddy, isn't he?" I said to them. I was angry and upset. "Tell me the truth." "Ella," said Granny. "What's wrong with you?" asked Poppy. "Tell me," I shouted. "It's not fair. Why did you lie to me?" They did not answer. I felt my heart break. Why did they keep it a secret from me for so long? I could not trust them anymore. I could not trust anyone. Not Mama, not Granny, and not Mr. Parker. They all knew the truth, and they all lied to me. I turned and ran out of the house. It was raining, but I did not care. I did not know where I was running to. But I needed to get away from everyone. I kept running until I got to the creek. I sat down by the water and looked up at the sky. I felt so alone. I looked at the moon and thought about Mr. Parker. I had so many questions in my head. Mr. Parker was my daddy, but he was white. That meant that I was not black, like Henry and Myrna. I had white blood in me. Some people in my town did not like white people. "White people are all bad," they said. Did that mean that I was bad? I did not feel bad, but maybe I was. I did not know who I was anymore. Suddenly, I heard a voice. Why are you by yourself? Did you get lost? I turned round and saw a white boy. I remembered him. It was the same boy who ran after me and Henry in the woods before I went to Boston. But this time, he was not alone. He had two friends with him. I knew that these boys did not live in our town, and I was scared. No, sir, I said. I stood up and tried to walk away. I'm not lost. Well, why are you walking around at night by yourself? Said the boy. Are you looking for trouble? No, sir, I said. I think she wants some trouble, said the boy. What do you two think? His friends nodded and laughed. I have to go, I said. I started walking faster, but they followed me. You're friends with that murderer, George Stinney, aren't you? Said the boy. I did not answer. He killed those two girls, said the boy, and now we're going to kill him. I was near the end of the woods, but before I got to the road, the boy pulled my hair. I fell to the ground. Get off me, I shouted. The boy and his friends laughed. They stood on top of me and kicked me. I tried to get away, out of the woods, but they started pulling me toward the creek. They wanted to kill me. Get off me, I screamed. Stop it! Let me go! They did not listen. They pulled me into the creek and pushed my face under the water. I got my head out of the water for a second. Please, I screamed. Please stop! The boys pushed my face harder into the creek. Water went into my mouth. I needed air, but there was only water. Then, everything went quiet. Get off her, a voice yelled. Get out of here now. The boys stopped. I heard them run away. Get out of here now, yelled the voice again. I knew the voice. It was the same voice that was at the end of Mama's record. I remembered it. Thank you, Lucy. It was JP's voice.